How exactly do you sell the 30 million sockeye harvested from Bristol Bay? That's kind of the million-dollar question that's mostly left up to processors and others on the sales side of the salmon industry. But this spring, BBRSDA decided to get more involved. They dreamed up a plan to develop a Bristol Bay brand, kind of like Copper River has successfully done already. And after soliciting proposals from firms both in Alaska and outside, the RSDA decided to hire Rising Tide Communications to help create the brand. Kate Constantine owns Rising Tide, which is based in Anchorage and Juneau. This summer's project is focused on Boulder, Colorado, a place with a lot of self-described foodies, where the RSDA is hoping that millennials might take the bait and buy more Bristol Bay fish.
The message that we're trying to send for this campaign is one that layers in both our taste and flavor messaging with the encapsulation of what an incredible place Bristol Bay is, what an amazing and enduring and sustainable fishery it is, and how we'd like to capture Americans' imaginations about the lifestyle and the fishermen that are working so hard to harvest the fish. So we're calling it Wild Taste, Amazing Place.
This is just round one, a demonstration of what might be possible, and an effort to collect some data about it all.
We have a really healthy evaluation component built in. And the idea is to be able to show every link of our supply chain, a retailer, a processor, a distributor, that when we put some effort into branding Bristol Bay sockeye, that it impacts sales. And that's something that's hard to do when you're working with a commodities brand like Bristol Bay sockeye or Alaska Seafood. When these brands are doing their work and they don't actually have a product of which to measure the sales of, sometimes it can be hard to know how much you move the needle. In this case, we will be getting sales data. We will be able to point to our efforts, show which stores had the best results and which components they used.
Building the brand is both an art and a science. Constantine has done work for the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, and she grew up in a fishing family, so she has a feel for the product. But she says she started building the brand by going to the research and looking at what resonates with Americans about Alaskan salmon. So she looked at who might be interested in buying a regionally located seafood brand.
The kind of consumers that want to know where their food is coming from, the stories of the harvesters, the stories of the communities, you know, the heritage and legacy of those fisheries. So we launched from there. Our primary demographic is millennial age consumers. They're interested in buying high quality products that have a good reputation, that are healthy, considered to be ecologically friendly. So those are our primary demographics.
Millennials aren't just college kids. Constantine says the group includes today's 35-year-olds. They're becoming parents, making conscious buying decisions, not just eating ramen. And last year, they surpassed baby boomers in earning power, making them a large group that's interested in where their food comes from. The campaign is also meant to attract other consumer age groups along the way, she says. An ad campaign will use digital media to target millennials in Boulder zip codes. It'll launch in September, focused on refreshed fillets and grocery store seafood cases.
So we're driving people to the store with digital ads. We're also doing a partnership with Chefs Collaborative in Boulder. We'll be doing a seminar teaching chefs about how and when to use Bristol Bay sockeye salmon, what a great product it is to use year-round. We'll also have a public dinner, and then the restaurants will be doing a Bristol Bay sockeye salmon week. And then we'll have a lot of marketing in the stores. We're planning an extensive retail training program so that we'll be using those staff behind the seafood counter as our best evangelists. They'll know more about Bristol Bay sockeye than anything else they have in the case. And they'll be wearing Grundon's aprons with our logo branded on them.
Just what the logo looks like is still in the works. Constantine says it'll definitely reflect fish and it'll definitely be modern. And while the long history of fish marketing has produced some catchy jingles, Constantine says that's not on the menu this fall. In Dillingham, fingers crossed that eventually we'll have a catchy Bristol Bay sockeye tune stuck in our heads. I'm Molly Dishner.